And we say good morning to Amy Simpson from Microwage. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good.
So for those that may not be aware, tell us about what Microwage is all about.
Okay. So we are an IT support company that helps small to mid-sized companies manage their IT so they're secure and productive. We have an office in Peterborough and Whitby now, and we have 25 staff, mostly technicians.
So obviously, I'm sure right now, obviously, IT is something that's very important for a lot of businesses, especially working remotely.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. So we are an essential service, which means we're fully operational. And I guess a lot of our companies were already set up for remote access, but some of them had to be tweaked a little bit because maybe it was just the executives in a company who had the remote access, whereas now everyone in the company needs to have the remote access. So we have been actually pretty busy the last month or so, just making sure that all our clients have what they need to get their jobs done.
What's average equipment sort of setup that you're noticing a lot of people have? I know that with online teleconferencing, a lot of people are using Zoom. I know here we use Microsoft Teams. Office 365 is very, very important for a lot of people as well. What's the normal software setup for a lot of these businesses, these clients that you're supporting?
Yeah, I guess it's a bit of a mixture. We're also on Microsoft Teams, which obviously is my choice, because it's secure and stable, and there is, you know, lots of technical support on that level. But there's all kinds of different products out there, like Zoom and different ones like that. But I guess you've heard about the recent, there's been some security issues with those programs, and they're just asking people to read the privacy settings and the security when you are using these services. Don't just plunge in there because they're free and think everything's groovy, because it might not be.
It's interesting because, we sort of thrust ourselves into this whole working from home thing for a lot of people. A lot of people are not very technically savvy, and that's why someone like you stays employed, because a lot of people are not. But we got thrust into this whole working remote using technology that maybe we're not really used to. And so for some people, it's basically, okay, what can we find that we can get into and get used utilized very quickly and get people up to snuff so that we can continue on to keep our business afloat.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what people are doing. And a lot of our clients are also operational. So we did back on March 17th, we sent all staff home though and just have two people in the office. So they're accepting couriers and doing things like that. And a lot of our customers are doing that too. So we're all kind of matched up. And it was just, I was thinking back, if I could digress for a minute.
Yes.
It was on March 11th, there was a Chamber Business Summit that was put on by them and Kawartha ECDEV and Tourism. Anyway, it just seemed like right after that event, that was it. Mm-hmm. Like the world just shut down. And anyway, we're just in a very weird, unprecedented situation right now.
Certainly are. Amy Simpson from Microwage. This is 10 Questions at 10:45. So as you mentioned, most of your staff are working from home. How many staff are we talking about?
There's 25 staff. So I've got one person in the Whitby office, and I've got two people in the Peterborough office just physically, because there are things that we need to look after, like couriers. But yeah, everyone's working remotely. And obviously for us, we're in this business, so it really was not a transition. We just did what we normally do because we have this access.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess things have changed a bit, because normally our techs might go to a site more often, and now we're handling most things remotely and asking a client to, you know, here's your new machine that you need, but maybe you could plug it into the network and then we'll log in remotely and finish the network connections and things like that. So we are working a bit differently, but I guess for us and the kind of business we're in with our managed services and things that we do proactively, it's always been remote. So we're a little bit different, I guess.
Have you had to change any hours of operation because there are more people working at crazy hours of the day or night because they're not necessarily at the office because they may be from home or another remote location?
No, we've kept everything the same, but we're not accepting anyone at the offices. we just can't for the security of our own staff and them. So we're meeting people at their offices, dropping things off, just doing things differently like that.
When you're trying to keep the communication lines open with your current customers, what is it that is best you best find? Is it through email, phone calls? What's the best method of communication you're finding for your business with your clients?
I guess just general communication. I've been sending out on emails. We have been doing some extra webinars lately just to keep people up to speed on things like remote access and do's and don'ts, and we're having another one on Thursday at 1, and it's Ask Us Anything. So we're trying to just put it out there, not even just for our own clients, but for other people who maybe aren't our clients. You can still tap into these services and get some info to help you through this time.
I guess the physical, the social distancing obviously plays a big part in what you guys are doing as well in regards to keeping not only your customers, your customer base safe, but also your employees. Again, very limited contact, if any, as you mentioned earlier on.
Yeah, we've had to, the first few weeks were hard because we had to look at every single service request as a individual situation. You know, where it was it a medical facility, how many people are in the office, you know. Because really, to me, even though no one's in the office and the exposure is low, but I still don't want my, you know, employees getting sick and possibly infecting their families. And that's the whole thing about keeping away from people right now is still the key.
Chat with Amy Simpson from Microwaves. 10 questions at 10:45 here on Extra 90.5. Have you found any limitations as to what you're able to provide based on this? You mentioned, of course, maybe relying on the customer itself to plug it in the network, and then your people will jump on from there to facilitate or to assist as best they can. But have there been any limitations that you have noticed that you've had to try and work around?
Not really. Just the fact that, you know, our business is going to be a little different going forward because our clients are not going to move forward with any large projects of any magnitude at this time because it's kind of an awkward situation. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I just, you know, it's business as usual here. Obviously, it's not out in the real world with our first responders and frontline workers that are doing such good work. But yeah, it's, well, nobody knows. Nobody could have ever dreamt of what this was going to be like because we've never been through it.
Certainly does put, you mentioned, of course, not being a frontline worker or medical professional, but it certainly puts the importance of a business like yours on the forefront to show how important we need good IT services to be at the ready, because you just never know when a situation like this may pop up.
Yeah, and it is. And I did send out a note to our clients about some recent phishing attempts. You know, that's when people fake you out and try and get you to click on things you shouldn't. But, I mean, for the criminals, this is a chance of a lifetime, unfortunately, because everybody's on the computers, and everybody wants to know about this virus, and everybody wants to know about these government programs. So I would just put it out there that any user, either personal or business, to please just watch and be mindful of what you're opening right now, because they are out there, and they're looking to do you harm, unfortunately.
Good antivirus software always goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It certainly does. Have you
be updated, too.
Yeah, exactly. Have you learned anything in the last few weeks that you may go, oh, we never really thought about this. Maybe this is something that we can carry on even after all this is said and done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the one thing that, you know, is the on-site component of our business, because we actually just in the last couple of weeks brought on a few new contracts. And previously we had always had an on-site component to our assessments, and we're doing these next few without that component. So, I mean, that's something I might consider for the future, because it reduced the cost to our client and it reduced the footprint out there in the ether that were other issues with the planet, not viral, but, you know, it could be a new way of going forward. And, you know, meeting with customers, like I met with two customers last week, all on video, on Teams, and that was the first time I ever did that. So signing up deals and doing things over a computer is, I think it's something new for everybody.
As we wrap things up, for anyone that wants to find out more about what MicroWage is all about and maybe how they can be helpful towards their business, where can people find you?
Well, we have a website, microwage.ca/Peterborough-Whitby. It's kind of a long one, but or you can find us on our social media. And as I said, there's that webinar on Thursday. If people have very specific questions, they can feel free to join that webinar. There's no obligation. We're not going to track you and hound you, at least not right away. but we will eventually. And, yeah, I think that was all I had. Do I have one more second?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, so we are also offering a complimentary dark web scan. This is something that our contract clients would pay for on a monthly basis, but we're putting that out to anybody. And what it is, it's a one-time thing, and it can tell you if your credentials are exposed on the dark web. And the dark web is a very bad place where people can be anonymous and untraceable. So we're putting that out there. So that you can just contact sales at microwagepdbo.com if you want that dark web scan. And because once your credentials are exposed on this dark web scan, they say that this is a precursor for a potential breach down the line.
Mm-hmm. Very tricky.
There you go.
Check her out, Amy Simpson at MicroWage here in Peterborough and in Whitby as well. Thank you for your time, Amy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Graham. I hope I didn't talk too much.
No, you certainly did not. Have a great day.
All righty. Thanks again.